Teira or, Parshat Vayishlach, Chav Dalid 47, all the way at the bottom. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanev Leisavachim. So Yaakov sent messengers and Malachim to eight of his brother. V'hine Yadua, she Yaakov Shoshim B'chinas Ma'el Matikun. We know that Yaakov Avinu comes to the name of Ma, which is El Matikun, and Esav comes in the world of Teil. That we learned many times. Esav was born before Yaakov because he's higher than Yaakov, which is the world of Teil. And Yaakov is the level of Tikun. Right, it's the Teim G'dayla Ma'id. And the revelations of Teil. The Or of Teil was very, very great. V'layuchel eslavish b'teich kelim. And therefore, they weren't able to come into vessels. Like it says by Tehu, Eretz Merubim, there was a lot of light, V'kelem u'atim, but very minimal vessels. What happens when you put too much light in a too little vessel? Like if you put stuff in the freezer, it breaks. V'nistalka kelem, and the kelem of Tehu broke. V'im b'chines makifim, and therefore it comes down in an encompassing level. V'akelim nish, but over nafla lamata, and the kelim fell, broke, and fell down here. And they fall down very low, much lower than the way it was up there. Lochein hoye Esav lamata rosha, therefore down here Esav was the level of a rosha. Av mitzad she'eretz shoshim makifim de tehu. But in the source of Esav, hariye eretz de tehu heim lamayla meretz de tikun. Tehu is greater than tikun. Right, so down here, because the higher the thing, the lower it falls. So down here, Esav is the level of Erosha, but in the source, Esav is even greater than Yaakov. Kameshia Kothel, Kame, and the Pavi, Vayikach, Men Abobi, Ani Mincha. Kameshia Nisbor, Gam, Kain, and Pashas Tildes. Okay. Now, Vine, Yaakov, Choshev, Yaakov, Avinu thought, Yaakov sent messengers and gifts. Okay, why did Yaakov do this? He thought that Esav nizbarer kvar. He thought Esav was already refined. He was 22 years by Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu thought, you know, Esav is already not fighting anymore. He's good. He became holy again. Right? So Yaakov Avinu thought, just like Yitzchak wanted to elevate Esav, Yaakov Avinu, when he's coming back, thinks that Esav is already refined. And therefore he sends Malachim Lefanov Mamish. Therefore it says he sent Lefanov. It could have said he sent Malachim to Esav. It says Lefanov El Esav. What does Lefanov mean? To the Pnimius, to the essence of Esav. Obchina Shalemaila Mimenu. To the level higher than Yaakov Avinu. B'madrega Shal Esav Achiv Seira. To the level of Esav, his brother, which is Malkin, Kadmor, and the Tehu. Pchinas Makifim. Okay, that's what Yaakov Avinu thought. Esav is already refined. And therefore, he's sending Malachim. What is he sending Malachim to Esav for? Why is he sending it Lefanov? He wanted to bring down the revelations of Tehu into Tikkun. He wanted to get the revelations of Esav, because he thought Esav now is the revelation of Tehu. which is our pnimi, and he wanted so what did Yaakov Avinu want to do? He wanted to take the encompassing level of Esav, which is very high, and he thought it was already revealed the greatness, and he wanted to internalize it in his level. He wanted to bring the makifim into the pnimis. Lochein tziva Esav, therefore he commanded them. And he said, Kaysaim and Unladaini la Esav. Im lovin garti vayili shava chamer. Okay? What did Yaakov Avinu send? I lived with Lavan. I had ox and donkeys, meaning, Shehidiya kva nigma venishim kol seder atik and datzilis betachlis ashlemis. Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, he thought Esav again was total kedusha now. So he says, I want you to know, I already refined everything of Tikkun by Esav, by Lavan. I had Shor, I had Chamor, I had all these levels, Eved. Kichol amadregis sheba ilam atzilis bechinas sher chamer tzein vavet v'tshivcha kulam nizbero v'nistaknu ha'idei shema. Okay? That's what Yaakov is telling Esav. Listen, my kelim are ready for you. I refined everything by the level of Lavan. Im Lavan gartei kept taryag mitzvahs. Then I have sher, chamer, tzein, eved, v'tshivcha. These are all the various different levels of atzilis. And he says, if it calls that bob, mipnei shim Lavan garti. What do you mean im Lavan garti? What does Lavan garti mean? Lev in her elyon. Shemisham ayeik and kecha shevel Yaakov al elam atzilis levadun lesakin akel. He said like this: in Lavan, remember we said Lavan in kedusha is also super high. Lavan white, the ultimate level of purity. Yaakovina said to him, Tesav, in Lavan garti, this level of Lavan, I lived with, meaning I internalized it. I am on a great level like you. But the problem is, you there encompassing levels, too great for Kalim. I refined all the Kalim. Let's join forces, you know, let the Makiv come into the Kalim. Now that the world of Tikkun is complete, now I can have the level of Tail. So Yaakov says, let's go meet. Let's bring down the level of Tehu into Tikkun.
Rabbi, Yaakov is associated with Ma, so does that mean Esav is associated with Sag?
Or Ban, or Sag, whatever. Shim probably Sag. Shim Laha Yanigma not Tikkun Mishlemus. Because if Yaakov Avinu didn't refine everything, Laha Yacholias Am Shachsam Akifim, then you can't bring down Makif. Makif could only come down in a total vessel. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. Vayhi li shor v'chamer. Li meaning I have it. I refined it all already. I refined the level shor chamer tzayin ever. I did everything. Everything's ready to go. Because if it wouldn't be complete, the makifim couldn't come down. K'mei shekosa b'zer, like the Zer says, les berchosa sharia basa rekona. Brocha cannot come in an empty place. Means it has to be a proper keli for it. Elabasa shlim only in a complete place. So Yaakov said to Esav, I finished the kelim. You're refined already. That's what he thought. You're refined. Let's get together. Aval achshiv shenigmar atikim betachlus. But now that Yaakov sends a message to Esav, now that I refined everything completely, hadeza asa shlim. It's a complete place. Now we can bring down the level of Makif, which is the ultimate Birurim, by the way. The Birur, in fact, when Esav said to Yaakov, let's go together, Yaakov said, no, I can't, the kids are slow, and I'll meet up with you. Yeah? Again, what was the Vart? Yaakov, now he wanted to push him away, because he didn't want to go with him. But a deeper sense, it means that Yaakov said, we're not ready to, I see that we're not ready to do the Birurim yet. Until the Grashi Va'olu Mashiach Ba'atzi and Lishbet Azareis, when Mashiach comes, that's where we're going to finalize the Birurim. I thought we can do it now, it's not happening. What did Yaakov tell Esav? Shetashbiya V'toras HaMakif Shalokha. You should reveal your Makif level, your encompassing level, your infinite level. Eli ba'elam atikin into the tikkun, which is called Metzias Chen, find favor. What do you mean find favor in your eyes? Give me the level of Kedusha that I'm asking for. And he says, why? Because vayhili shor chamer tzein hisapcha chasheich l'neir ba'elam atikin. Because the Glakivinu said, they're mine. I elevated them. They're trying...
He's not studying no more.
No, he wanted to make a living. Yoshev Olim was in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Choron. It's a whole different world. Then it's a complete level. Therefore, I should find favor in your eyes, which is the level of Ashros, Habrochem Bechinus Makifim. Okay? So now this is like one long maimer now. So what happened? That's what Yaakov Avinu thought. Esav is refined. Tehu is revealed. I did Tikkun. Let's join Tehu and Tikkun.
What do you mean think that Esav was refined?
He thought that the 22 years by Yitzchak, and it's time he was refined. By Yeshuva Malachim al Yaakov Lemus, now the Malachim come back and they say, Banu Elochicha al Esav, V'gam Helech L'Krascha, we came to your brother Esav, he's also coming to meet you, V'abame Esi Shimei, and 400 men are with him, meaning he's not coming, he's coming to fight you, there's no Birurim yet. Pirashuvah Samalachim, so what did the Malachim answer Yaakov? He said like this, Ime Yesha Machamachcha, Roiv and Nochem, Eshium Shechelechum B'chinas Samakiv Deteihu. They said to Yaakov, being like this, as far as you're concerned, you're right. You elevated Tikkun, you know, you're ready for the Makifim of Tehu, because you did everything. You elevated all of Tikkun. But there's a problem over here that Esav didn't elevate Tehu yet. Esav's still in Klippah. If the problem is Esav, your brother, he's still on the level of the brokenness of coming down. He wasn't refined at all. They said, you think he's achicha. Banu alachicha, you thought he's your brother. But reality is, it's al Esav. He's still Esav, the same Esav. He didn't refine Teo, nothing. This is what they told him. If Esav is all the way down here in Klippa, there's no way he can reveal Teo to you because Teo is Klippa now. How do we know that the Esav wasn't elevated? Maybe he was. He said, what's this number, 400? So whatever it is, it says, Dalin Meis Emesh Dinim Koshim Shechitzenim, okay? Which come from the 400 Bati Dinim Koshim, from the 400 levels of evil, like it says in Idr Rabbah. Or Kaneda Sheshoyda Shoshim Shul Dalin Meis Ishanal comes from the 400 Shekel Kesev that Avram Avinu gave Ephraim. But Avram Avinu, when he bought Marzim Machpelah, gave Ephraim 400 shekel kesef. That's the source for the 400 men that Esav came with. Shadalim meis shekel hem tov almin dechsufin the yaset tadikal le'almin da'asin haynu shemchinas edus shef einig alyan that come from Attic, which is mamutze ben atmitzah in tov to atzilus, like it's known. And there comes, I'll explain in a second. And there comes the Tanakh of Tzaddikim. But he says the bottom was the 400 men that came from the Kedusha of the 400 Shekel Kesef that Avram Avinu gave Ephraim. Now that they turned all the way down into 400 men that wanted to kill Yaakov. In other words, he says like this. Whatever it means, it's Kabbalah. Whatever it means, the 400 shekel kesef that Avram Avinu gave Ephraim is a level of Atik, which is the intermediary between Hashem and world. Right? There's God and there's world. Now you need to connect the two with an intermediary. So that's the level of kesef. What does kesef do? There's two levels of kesef. There's Atik and Arich. Atik is the higher level, it's called Pchina Tachtena Shebamaitzel, which is the godly level. The lower level of Kesa Arich is Arich Anpin, connected to Ze'er Anpin, meaning Arich is a level connected to Tatsilis. So you have Hashem and world, so you need something connecting them. So Keser, which is above Tatsilis, but the bottom part of the crown is in the head. The top part of the crown is above the head, correct? So a crown has two parts to it. There's a part of the crown that goes really on the head, but also a little bit into the head. And then you have the part that's way up. So in Atik, there's two levels. Kesed, there's two levels. There's Atik, which means a mitre kodem, removed from world. That's the higher level of Kesed, which is called in Kabbalah and Chassidus Tachtayna Shebamaitzel, the lowest level of Elokus. And then you have the lower level of Kesed, which is called Arich, Ari Champin, which means a long face, which is the level of the lower part of the crown connected to the level of Chachma. So the 400 shekel kesef that Avraham Avinu paid, Ephraim, it says in Kabbalah, comes in the level of Kesen. Atik, he says.
Why would it come down into evil?
Like how the tail comes into evil? which are dalad meir shekel kesef, and it's called kes over la seicher, and because kesed is called seicher, which means chor chor round, which is makiv lecholish talshus. Okay, whatever. This is Kabbalah stuff. Bottom line is, Yaakov Avinu thinks Esav's ready. He says to Esav, "I'm ready. I elevated tikkun. Your kedusha of Tehu, let's get to bring down the makif into Pnimi. Let's unite Tehu and Tikkun. The Mashiach is here and everything's great." They come back and they said, "No, you maybe are ready. Ace is not ready. He's still the level of Klipa. He didn't elevate it yet. He's still in the Shvita stage of the." And he says, "That's when the proof of it is Arba Meish Ish Imai, the 400 men, which come from the level of Kedusha, 400 shekel kesef that Avraham Avinu gave Ephraim. But this is not in Kedusha, this is the level that fell into Klipa."
The material of Arbam was Ayin Ara. Is there anything to do here?
No, I don't know, maybe. Tov Alman, the Chesuf, Meimei, Vela Seicher, that come from the level Atzma Zayin Sof, Gamla Shekesef, Evin, and Shachmi HaKesed. Okay, Vinyan Seal Ephraim, and this that Avraham Avinu gave the money to Ephraim. Was the lowering of the Birurim to. Okay, we learned everything in Kedusha goes down. Why was the Shvir Sakelim? That the spark should fall down, and we should elevate them and put them to a place greater than they were before. Like we learned, when you elevate the sparks, you're elevating them higher than Teo and Tikkun together. Right? So you take Kedusha, you put it into Klipa. What's the ultimate purpose of Kedusha into Klipa? To elevate it even higher than before. Avraham Avinu took the Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, which on his level is ultimate Kedusha, the level of Atik. He gave it to Ephraim into Klipa. Why? Because he wanted to elevate it even higher than before. He says, Ach Bein Lebeine, but it lowered itself all the way down, and it became the 400 men of Esav, which I wanted to fight Yaakov. In other words, Avraham Avinu has given Ephraim the 400 shekel kesef to elevate. What did Ephraim do? He lowered it into Klipa to the extent it became the 400 men of Esav that wanted to kill Yaakov, which again, Klipa fighting Kedusha. So again, the Malachim came back to Yaakov and said, "One minute. Let me tell you one thing. You're maybe ready to become elevated because your tikkun is pure, finished. Vayi l'shar chamar, you elevated everything by Lavan. There's one problem. Esav is still in the ultimate level of Klipa. Now he's at the 400 men, is the level of Avraham Avinu's Kedush coming into low Klipa."
From the time of Yaakov, the tikkun was ready. Why right now?
Because Teo is not ready yet. The sparks of Teo are falling and we need to elevate them. Still.
So we got to fix, even though Tikkun was fixed once, we have to continue to fix it.
The new sparks keep coming down. It keeps the Shvir Sakelim.
Why come Yaakov said Hasineni? Why, if he's so engaged with Esav, to bring it down. So
he didn't want Esav the Klipa to drag him down and drag Tikkun down.
Hasineni from
Miyadochim Yad Esav.
Right.
No.
So he's asking Hashem to help him.
Ben Yavavi Kani Aim Al Bonim. Aim is Bino and Bonim is the Midas. Okay. He said Esav wants to Ruchnius. He wants to kill the level of Kedusha.
Yes. Help me.
See, Davni Tashem, help me. That shouldn't fall.
Aim
has been up, aim has been up. I said. And he says, Vubuchinis sak, like it says, Alba Shemaim sak osim ksusim. Sak. Not only that, from the 400 men, 400 shekel kesef, became this level of sak, you know. Shechitzenim yonkem imenu, that he will sustain itself on the level of sak. And therefore, when all the sparks will be finished, then Ephron is going to give back the money, meaning that Dalad Meir Shekel Kesel that fell all the way down, that Yaakov Avinu was hoping would be elevated, didn't happen, won't happen until Mashiach comes. Then when evil doesn't exist, the 400 shekel kesed that Avraham Avinu gave Ephron, which is a level of Kedusha coming down into Klipa, that will also be elevated back to Kedusha. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu now understood it's not happening. I'm not going to get the Shadish of Teil because Teil never went up, he went down. Teil's all the way down in Klipa still. Asher Mavukish that he wanted Miachashu Ba'at Milamata because Esav is all the way down. Yaakov Avinu thought Esav was refined and therefore Esav is the level of Kedusha. Kedusha Makifim, so let's bring Makifim into Tikkun. Then he's told by the Malachim, there's no way. The 400 men, this is still the level of Klipa. Vein Eitza, so therefore what's the Eitza? Yaakov himself got to do it.
Without
Esav? Without Esav. He was hoping Esav is the epitome of Teo of Kedusha. That's what he thought. So let's bring it down. He said, can't do it. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, I'm not getting it from Esav. I need to bring down the Makif level myself. Meaning, and that's why Yaakov Avinu sent the gifts. Remember last year we learned the Maimir. Maybe we'll get to this here also. Yaakov Avinu sent a mincha, right? And the Altareb explains in page 50. Mincha is a korban. Yeah, but normally korbanis have to be kosher animals. What did Yaakov send them? Gemalim, chameirim, all treif animals. Most of them, yeah, but most of them were not kosher. How is he sending a mincha, a korban, of Esav? To Esav, which are treif animals. So he explains, because the treif animals, shoshkim satmeis, come from even a higher source. So Yaakov Avinu is sending treif animals, because in the level of teil that he's sending to Esav, he has to elevate that spark of teil that we're not able to elevate.
Peshtus, he wasn't sending things for Karbanis. Esav didn't do Karbanis. He was sending...
But the Altareb explained all my later. What Yaakov Avinu is doing is sending Esav, the Klip of Esav. He's sending a Karbanis to elevate. What did he want to do? To bring down the level of Esav without Esav. So what did he do? So in Yemin, Sheshalach Yaakov Le'Esav, which is Allah Osman, the elevation, Surusa de Lusata, La'am Shechmad, to bring down the Sarusa de Leila of a Makif to Teil. And he says, L'chein shalach gemalim, therefore he sent camels. Avshin behemoth tmeis, L'chein how do you send treif animals? Karban could only be kosher animals. Ki l'gabi or Makif, chashecha ka'eda. Like he says in the Mirtz Hashem, will explain the Maimah, v'yikam min abob b'yadi. So what Yaakov Avinu did like this, there's a level of Kedusha, that good and bad are the same. Right? Od, cheshach, good, bad. Higher than everything, right? Everything's good and bad. So what did Hashem want to do? What did Yaakov Avinu want to do? He sent treif animals because he wanted to bring down from a level where there's no difference between treif and kosher. Because he thought he'll get it from Esav, which would be the normal way of getting it. Esav is perfect teil, or so he thought. If he's perfect teil, let me get perfect tikkun. Look, bro, that wasn't the case. Esav was not perfect teil. Esav was klipa teil. Teil coming down in the level of klipa. So Yaakov said, okay, I got to do it myself without Esav. So he wanted to reach the level of Esav and higher than Esav without Esav.
So that's the job of a Jew to be...
No, we can't do treif animals. We can only elevate klipas neigel. We can't. Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate even shoshkim satmeis.
Did he?
Yaakov, He did, but not the
perfect. Not permanently.
Can we elevate Tohu?
Huh?
Can we elevate Tohu now without Esav?
Tehu, only the Klipas Neg of Tehu. When the sparks of Tehu fell, right, they fell into kosher stuff, which is Klipas Neg, and they fell into Trefa stuff, which is Klipas Neg.
But I'm saying now that we see Esav still not ready, can we elevate?
No.
Say, forget them, let's just do it ourselves.
No.
Like Yaakov
did? No.
I say, I was sitting on the bunny.
He gives us the kerch to do what we're able to do with Klipas Noiga, not with Shulchan Aruch Tumeis. That's only Ruach HaTumavim and audits. By the way, Yaakov didn't succeed with this either, with the gifts. He didn't succeed.
He didn't?
No. Temporarily, he elevated Esav, he kissed him. But Rashi calls him Rashbi, Esav said no Yaakov. It was a miracle that he just transformed. It was a temporary, power push that he got him to temporarily kiss him.
But it must be like thousands of years we're waiting for Esau.
Thousand years we're doing a lot of slow work. But
so we're almost
the Chayshah, we're almost there. We had to polish the button, are polished. Yeah, so it's happening. One last straw to break the camel's back. Okay, then the pasuk continues. Vayomer Yaakov elokei avi Avram, elokei avi Yitzchak. Right? Then Yaakov continues in the pasuk. He davens. Pirish sheyispal sheyum shchelav makifim the kedusha shel avos. What he wanted is that the avos should give him the makifim level. Lazer sheyochalam shechamakiv to tell she is galal lamata. Okay, so what did he daven? He said, avos, give me the koyach of tehu. By day ze gamkin atzileni no miyad ochi. Miyad Esav shalamata. Okay? Then the pasuk says, Vayachet says om l'shnei machanes. And then he split the camp into two. Right? That's what it says. Im yove Esav al machna achas, then the other machna will be able to run away. So he says, in yatam shecholak l'shnei machanes dafke, why did Yaakov Avinu separate into two camps? Right, what again? Ruchnius, he's talking about. In Ruchnius, what did he do? So he said, "We'll just start this. It's already time." Yuvin al piagadom ayudua sheker hefesh ben elam ateil elam atikun. What was the difference between teil and tikun? Elam ateil ayasfiris mufurodem zetachazem. In the difference in Kabbalah pictures, in tikun is right, left, center, right, left, center. Right, chesed, gvura, teferes, you see Kabbalah pictures? Right, left, center. Okay. In Tehu, there's no right, left, center. It's one above the next. Straight down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Alam be'elam atikun in mitzir kavin. I'm sorry. In Svidis, mefud adam zeh tachazeh. Is one under the... Okay, we'll continue.
7 years and 7 years
you
have to look at. You're going to